Only positive critiques. Honest.
Various artists.
50 Years On is an exhibition at Te Tuhi uncovering 5 decades of Te Tuhi's archival material and stories. Te Tuhi's history began in 1969 when a small group of forward-thinking creative women formed the Pakuranga Art Society, initiated by Iris Fisher and Nanette Cameron. Since, the gallery has held over 700 exhibitions featuring local, international and nationally acclaimed artists and practitioners. Starting from the Pakuranga Arts Centre and the Fisher Gallery through to Te Tuhi today, the exhibition is a celebration of the gallery, people and stories over the years. I had a kōrero with archivist and curator of the show, Peter Dirksen, about the history of Te Tuhi and celebrating 50 years on. So Te Tuhi's history traces back to 1969, and in light of this current exhibition, 50 Years On, do you want to start our kōrero by walking us through a little bit how Te Tuhi came about? What is Te Tuhi's origin story?
Sure. So Te Tuhi started with the Pakuranga Art Society, which, like you said, originated in 1969. This was a group of forward-thinking women initiated by Iris Fisher and Annette Cameron, and they worked to fill this creative gap in Pakuranga's art community, right? So they opened the nation's first purpose-built community art centre in 1975 after several years of fundraising, which was called the Pakuranga Art Centre, not long after renamed the Pakuranga Community and Cultural Centre. But it was very clear that from the beginning that they needed a distinct exhibition space because it was mostly for kind of community arts groups and classes and tutorials and that sort of thing. So within that first year, that distinct need had already emerged. Of course, there was lots of public debate at that time about the value of the arts. They sort of generally, the general public sort of saw it as a very elitist institution. And so there was probably about 7 years of delays of public debating before they secured funding to then build the Fisher Gallery, which opened in 1984. So then Te Tuhi's history sort of really begins from 1984 onwards, of this 50 years of exhibition making. Now to where we are now, which is a contemporary art space that supports the local and national arts community.
As you say, the foundations for Te Tuhi were established in the late 1960s by a small group of forward-thinking creative women. And the gallery started out, as you say, as being a very community-based and involved space. How has Te Tuhi's ethos remained the same and changed over the years?
I would say that Te Tuhi still is very much community-oriented and locally engaged as well. So we're still staying true to those original roots, but now the scope is definitely more national and international. We're inviting a broader community of arts workers and artists into the space and collaborating in much sort of broader ways across the nation.
Totally. And talking about this exhibition that you've curated 50 years on, can you talk us through the scope of the exhibition and what it covers?
Sure. So it sort of starts in that 1975 area, the Art Society. Of course, because at that point it wasn't a super well-established gallery, there wasn't heaps of material to go with, but we've got some lovely old photos, newspaper clippings, some old documents, that sort of thing, which trace that origin story. But then it really takes off probably at around 1984. So it includes maybe 200 or so archival ephemera objects. So things like posters, documents, exhibition invitations. I've spent the last 6 or 7 years working at Te Tuhi as an archivist, digitising 35mm film slides as well. So I would say the majority of the content is this kind of rich tapestry of material around exhibitions, not so much artworks in themselves, but I think that's just as valuable and important a story.
You kind of touched on it there, but I'd love to know a little bit more about the process of actually collecting and collating the archive for this exhibition. How did you go about doing that?
Yes, well, the archive has kind of already been established, but it was kind of piecemeal collected over the years. Of course, as an arts worker currently, it's pretty easy to just sort of like put stuff to the side after you've finished an exhibition and move on to the next one. Exhibitions themselves are like super ephemeral, right? Kind of these temporary events. But the archive exists as this record of all the awesome activity that went on. So for me, it was a process of basically passing through thousands and thousands of documents that have been collected and accumulated over the years and pulling out material that I thought was particularly representative of the era or just beautiful and interesting in its own right.
And with this kind of collection, does it speak to any of the possible challenges that Te Tuhi has faced over the years and how those challenges have made it what it is today?
Yeah, I would say it's not a super critical exhibition in the sense that I view it more as like a celebration. Of course, there are plenty of challenges, always a challenge of funding and finance in the arts, and a challenge of the scope as well. So you can definitely see that reflected in around 2001, where the scope suddenly becomes a lot more international and sort of falls in line with this like broader contemporary art practice. But for me, it was very much about highlighting the communities and the people around the arts. So there's kind of a rough chronological timeline of people with artworks, right? Because normally I feel like we usually see pictures of just artworks kind of still in their own space, but without the people engaging. Whereas this is definitely more like a feature on the people around it. So there's like photos of openings, photos of artists setting up installations, fabulous pictures of people in the 80s and 90s fashions, and yeah, that sort of thing. I find just as an important part of the story.
Totally. And I guess it's all coming down to celebrating the community of the space over the years.
That's exactly right. Because, you know, at the end of the day, art are for the community and they are for the people. So to actually be able to highlight that has been a real privilege for me.
100%. And how did you guys celebrate? I know that there was a cake designed by Fiona Partington, which was a recreation of the cake for the Fisher Gallery's 10th anniversary in 1994, which I thought was a really special addition. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yes. Yeah, so actually, the whole exhibition is named sort of as in honour of that show, which was called 10 Years On. And Fiona Partington at the time, she's had a long history with the gallery, has exhibited several times throughout its exhibition history. And yeah, she designed this beautiful cake, multi-tiered, elaborately decorated cake, which then we recreated for our founders' sort of community celebration brunch, which brought together all the important people throughout Te Tuhi's history. And yeah, it was just a big party, pretty much. It was wonderful.
Beautiful. Oh, well, it's been so great chatting with you, Peter. Did you have anything else you wanted to add before we end our kōrero today?
Oh, I just wanted to encourage people to go out there and visit, because I know it's a bit out of the way out in East Auckland and can always be a bit of a trek, but it's wonderful. And beyond my show, there's also some fabulous shows on at the moment, so please come and have a look.
That was archivist and curator of 50 Years On, Peter Dirksen, speaking to me about the history of Te Tuhi and the exhibition. 50 Years On is on at Te Tuhi until the 21st of December.